Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right, we wanted to talk about the collapse of the coalition governments and hear what is happening at Build One South Africa. Nobuntu Klazo-Webster joins us this morning, Deputy Leader of Build One South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
It is a great pleasure. So, Musi Mamani, leader, said Build One South Africa has plans to protest with jobless teachers outside Motsekga's office and to put their demands forward. What is happening within this particular space? Why is this an area that Build One SA has chosen to get involved with?
So, first of all, one of the things that I must outline is that Build One South Africa is really committed to starting to do work, not only just drafting policy, mm-hmm. but also starting to work in the areas in South Africa where there are pressing issues. This includes the areas of unemployment. This includes the areas of education as well, safety and security, healthcare. So in the area of education, we have partnered with the Unemployed Educators Movement of South Africa to work with regards to addressing some of the issues that we have had raised to us by them when it comes to not only just the quality of education, which is very important to us and for which we have projects that we're working with around that, but also when it comes to a very important resource in the education system, which is the educators themselves. So the Unemployed Educators Movement have 1,500 members, and of those 1,500 members, they are part of a broader group of almost 30,000 unemployed educators just in Gauteng. And so we have an issue where we have educators that are unemployed, qualified educators that are unemployed, while we have a lack of teachers, while we have classrooms where there's one teacher who has 70 learners to themselves. We have an issue in the education system where we have unqualified educators who are coming into the system. And we have the abuse or the manipulation of a program which is meant to empower young people that is being used to actually put unqualified educators as educators assistants, to kind of cover this idea of having one teacher to 70 learners. So the rationale that's used is that there's an educator's assistant, so let's keep that going. Whereas actually the 70 learners need the attention of a qualified educator. So that's just part of the problems that we have. We have a corrupt system where how educators are making it into the system is through a corrupt process. So these are some of the issues.
In what sense? Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? What do you mean they making their way into the system through a corrupt process?
So you have people that are paying kickbacks to be able to get into the system. So there's a system of bribery.
Wow.
That is happening. There's a system of favors in exchange for work. And so what you then have is people who are in the system, not because they were the best or they were qualified to be educators, but because they have been able to buy their way into the system. So these are just some of the issues that are there. We have teachers who are unqualified for certain subjects that are teaching those subjects because this is a way of convenience, or this is the convenient way. And this is really, really one of the things that is compromising what we then have as the outcome of the educational output for learners in the system.
Right. So, and if I had to ask you what you would hope to achieve through this, can you give us that sense?
So through this partnership, the first thing that we're doing is we're creating public awareness of the issue that's there, that the intake process, the ratio of qualified educators to students in the country, that subject allocation to unqualified educators, and the corrupt system that I speak about. Secondly, we're requesting the Department of Education to conduct a third-party audit on these issues that we're raising. We want for there to be an audit. We want for this to be an issue that is taken seriously by the department. We're also working together with one of our affiliates, which is the National Unemployed Workers Union, to then start trying to get this number of educators who are unemployed alternative forms of education while we work on this process, because obviously it's not a process that's going to turn around overnight. So we're also just working with them to see what can we do and how can we get these educators employed and having work, because obviously they then contribute to the number of unemployed people that are in this province in Gauteng, but also in the country. We're also then assisting with providing legal aid and legal action that's to be taken against the department. But most importantly, we want to have a sense from principals and from educators what is happening in schools. So today we're launching on our website a survey to principals. We want them to let us know what is the resourcing look like in their schools. We are launching
a membership form. That's a great idea. And then you can really get a handle of what's going on the ground. Because
absolutely. Then you can
because
talk
they
about
could,
facts and then
absolutely.
You can know what's happening.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear a little bit more. We are out of time now, but if you could keep us posted, let us know how this goes and how this is developing, that would be absolutely amazing. And we love projects where people actually get down to the ground and start doing things, helping people, gathering information and making South Africa a better place. So that is Nobuntu Khlaza-Webster, who is the deputy leader of Build One SA.